A federal judge has ruled the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, can remain at the U.S. Institute of Peace after a previous standoff between fired staff and DOGE over entry into the building. Fired staff sued, calling their terminations unlawful, and requested a temporary restraining order to see DOGE out of headquarters. The judge raised issue with how DOGE went about entering the agency, but ruled they can stay. The U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell said she was, quote, offended by DOGE staffers' use of law enforcement to enter the building after previously being blocked by fired higher-ups. DOGE looked to remove the now former president of the Institute, George Moose, who was initially blocking DOGE's entry Monday. Moose stating, quote, what has happened here today is an illegal takeover by elements of the executive branch of a private nonprofit corporation. The Institute of Peace is listed as a government think tank, an independent nonprofit created by Congress and funded by Congress. The Trump administration fired its president and some board members last Friday via email, and fired employees sued. They asked for a temporary restraining order against DOGE, but the judge ruled there was too much confusion in the Institute's emergency lawsuit and allowed DOGE to stay, but requested another hearing on the issue. Kenneth Jackson, a Trump administration State Department official and now acting president of the Institute, was approved by the agency's remaining board members, but was also blocked with DOGE outside headquarters. When they tried to enter, staff inside called police to report trespassers. The acting president, blocked outside, told police unauthorized individuals were inside, who ultimately left on their own without arrests after the acting president and DOGE staff were escorted inside by police. This legal battle comes after President Trump issued an executive order last month targeting the Institute of Peace and other agencies for closure as part of his plan to shrink the federal government. The agency's description on its website says its purpose is to prevent violent conflicts and broker peace deals abroad. A White House spokesperson commented on the standoff, saying, rogue bureaucrats will not be allowed to hold agencies hostage. The Trump administration will enforce the president's executive authority and ensure his agencies remain accountable to the American people. Democratic lawmakers are sounding off, calling DOGE's efforts to reside over the Institute a, quote, hostile takeover. This legal battle now joins other legal challenges against Trump's executive orders aiming to shrink government agencies and their workforce.